interesting to think about where sermon ideas come from. I know they all need to come from the Bible, but the very topics themselves sometimes is interesting in and of itself. Tuesday night of this week, there were about six or seven deacons, or maybe five or six deacons and others, that spent nearly 2 hours talking about our worship and talking about how we can make our worship more pleasing to God and try to help us as we serve God to be made to be better people. And one of the comments made was that if we will get focused on the matter of our worship, all that happens outside in the world while we're in this building really won't make that much difference. And our lives can be changed because that's the very nature of why we're here. The other aspect of this lesson this morning, the origin of this lesson, has to do with soldiers of Christ. We have begun again that Sunday, special Sunday night study in which we're trying to find those nuggets in the Word of God and to write those things on our hearts that our faith might be greater. And while we have in many respects been involved in dealing with the historical parts of the Bible, we're now in the poetical books. And so the very design of what's happening on Sunday nights is to try to put on our hearts, at least through memorization and hopefully through meditation, they'll be written on our hearts, the very words that will change our lives. And that's really why we're here today. And I don't know of a lesson that I've given more thought to in recent months, perhaps years, than this very lesson. Because what we're going to do in this lesson this morning is to take 15 of the verses that have to do with our worship of God and to what is supposed to be happening right in this place, right this very minute. And for the things that should have been transpiring for the previous 35 minutes, and that is, God intends for something to happen in my heart. We're not just here trying to mark time. We're in this very place to have our very hearts and our very souls changed. And there will be a flavor of this lesson this morning that will have within it some of the flavor of that of the special Sunday night lessons that we're having. And if you're not a part of that Sunday night lesson, let me beg of you to reconsider what's happening in your life. We're not trying to mark time. We're trying to be better people. So I want us to talk today on worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's a biblical expression used more than once in the Bible, for it talks about what is involved as we worship. The word worship means, literally the Greek word means, to kiss the ground in the direction of another. And the very design of what is to happen in our lesson is that we are to fall, as it were, before God and worship God. And the expression is, in the beauty of holiness, we come to worship God. And so Psalms 29 in verse 2 would say, give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. There's that holy God that we're worshiping. And the very design of our worship is for all of us with one heart and one mind to bow before God and give God the glory and the honor that is His. And the other time that is found in the book of Psalms 96 verse 9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. And when we assemble in this place, you and I need to have a profound sense of awe of the grandeur of the God that we're worshiping. Had we been there at the foot of Mount Sinai and felt the earthquake and heard the voice of God thundering from that mountain and seen that mountain on a fire, every one of us would have been trembling because we're in the presence of God. And you and I are in the very presence of God. And so as we develop this lesson, the beauty of holiness, we'll look at five verses from the book of Psalms of things that can help us when we get up on Sunday morning, or perhaps even as the latter part of the week comes, and on Saturday and Saturday night, and perhaps our bedtime meditation. Five verses that we need to have written on our hearts that'll help us worship God. And then we'll look at five verses that have to do with an attitude that we need to have whenever we get here in this very assembly. And then we shall very, very briefly look at five verses of thanksgiving. Five verses as we head to worship. Hear David, the man after God's own heart. And David, as he talks about his life, David is trying to get prepared to worship God. And there's an attitude that characterizes David in his life. And imagine that shepherd. And he's out there and he sees that deer as it's running around, perhaps running fearful of its life. And then all of a sudden there's that stream of water that's there. And that deer longs for that water. There is a craving within him of a need for that in his life. And David says, "That's me." That's an attitude that I've got to have. It's not that I'm sufficient without God. It is that I need God. And as the deer pants for the water brooks, as I think about worshiping God, I need to have an anticipation of the fact that there is that fountain of water from which I'm going to drink and quench my thirst like that deer that pants for the waters. But look again. David said, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" Do you want something to happen in your heart when you assemble here? Do you want to be a changed person, not just in this hour, but in every hour that's here? Then develop within your heart an attitude that says, "I'm getting to worship God today." And forever remove that attitude, "Oh no, it's Sunday and I have to go to church on Sunday. No, I can't go to the ball game. No, I can't go shopping with you. No, I can't go to this or that because I have to go to church on Sunday." Folks, there's a world of difference in a heart that looks at coming to the house of God and the heart that says, "I have to get there or I get to be there." You want your life to be changed when we assemble here on these Sunday mornings? Then develop within your heart so that these words of David become your own words when you say, "I was so glad." And the truth is, the best day of the week is the first day of the week. Amen. And if it's not, then we need to start refocusing and thinking about who we are and where we are. "I was glad when they said, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" And then David says, "The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble." We have developed a complacency in our lives of making God just like everything else in our lives. We have developed within our lives an attitude that so that our attitude toward God is He's like everything else. And the respect we have for that which is sacred and the profanity that comes from our lips and the misdirection that we have in our lives, the Bible says, let the world tremble Imagine being Moses, walking up to that mountain, and that mountain is quaking, and the voice of God has shaken this earth, and that mountain is on fire, and the smoke is coming from that mountain, and Moses disappears from the vision of the people. Imagine you being Moses, walking up into the presence of God, not knowing how august the power and the mighty of God might be, and then there you stand in the very presence of God. And that's what worship is. Let the earth tremble. And then the psalm says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Do you know all of the creation of God, particularly in Revelation chapter 5, is shown praising God? That all of the beasts of the fields, that the entire creation of God, that every animal on this earth, and those that are in the sea, and all of the creatures in heaven, bow down before Jesus and say, the very song that we sang earlier, worthy art thou to receive glory and honor and power. And I need to understand that all I am, whenever I'm walking into an assembly like this, all I am is just one who's a part of a great chorus that praises God. Let my breath this day praise God. And in this assembly, let the breath of every one of us praise God. And a fifth attitude from the Psalms. This is the day the Lord has made. Of all of the days there are on this earth, of all of the days of the week, if there is any day that belongs to the Lord, it is this day. And when you're ready to come to worship, what would happen? What would happen as you drove from your house? What would happen as you got up and as you shaved or did your hair, as you looked in the mirror? What would happen if your heart was just pouring out just silently? This is the day. This is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. And you arrive here at this building. With that having been the very part of your soul from the time you arose. David said, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. You see, these phrases that are found here in the Bible, these phrases that we've looked at are phrases that we need. They need to be ours. They need to be ours. Not just something that we hear this time, but something that says, that's right, I'm going to underline that in my Bible. I'm going to write this in my heart. Have you been listening? Have you written these words on your heart? Let us worship the Lord in the beauty. Have you written that on your heart? Let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Have you written these words on your heart? not just in some intellectual thing, in a memorization thing of trying to, well, be able to give an answer, but to try to make it a part of your life. Have you written this on your heart? As the deer pants for the water brook. Do you know the rest of it? Have you got a picture of the kind of heart that you need to have? As the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O God. Can you write these words on your heart? I was glad when they said to me, said what? And next Sunday when you get up, as you anticipate the first day of the week, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Can you write these words on your heart? The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. And as you think about worshiping God, every time that you come to worship God, get ready for worship by writing these words on your heart. The Lord reigns. And then these words. Let everything that has breath. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that other one? This is the day the Lord's made. Let's sing about it. This is a day.
'91, Bill, I think is the number. If everyone, if you need the words or the music, it'll be on there. Let's sing, "This is the day that the Lord has made."
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it.
Kissing the ground in the direction of heaven as you sang that? This is His day, not ours. What about five verses that we need to write on our hearts while we hear? Five things to think about. Here's a verse not found in Psalms, it's in the poetical books. But Ecclesiastes chapter 5 said, walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they do not know that they do evil. What's supposed to happen when we assemble? When you come near to the house of God, draw near to God. Don't walk into this building and think the whole purpose here is to be with friends. This is the time when we draw near to God. What about this one? A verse to think about as we worship. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence of all those around Him. Reverence of God. Awe and respect of God. Greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. What about this one? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. You see, there is something that happens in a relationship to God. And I dare you to taste the Lord. I dare you to come to an assembly focused all throughout the assembly, in every song, in every prayer, in the communion, in the giving. I challenge you to come and to taste what worship is all about. Not just singing songs and not just hitting notes and not just saying words or hearing words, but to come into the very presence of God and savor the taste of the Lord. What about this one? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. When we assemble, understand that we have come here to sing unto the Lord as long as we live with all of our being. That's why we're here. He didn't create us for any purpose other than the primary purpose to glorify Him. And the last one, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Can you let your heart sing those words? I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Can we write these words on our hearts? Listen to these words that say, when you go to the house of the Lord, the verses that started, walk prudently, draw near to hear. Can you write these words on your heart and make them a part of your assembly? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. If those words written on your heart will not change your attitude toward worship, God help you. He created us to bring glory and honor to Him. And the last one, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Psalms 100 is a psalm that has five verses. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. And I want us to read this together. I want us to all read it in unison. The words will be on the screen and we'll read it together. But as we read these words, please, please don't just read words. But let this be your heart. And as you think about it in your heart, if you really mean it, don't just say the words softly without feelings, but say the words from your heart. Let us say it together. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Let's bow together. Father, as your people, we ask you to forgive us for all of those times when we've assembled with a spirit of flippantness and lightness, and without a realization of the august nature of our awesome God. Father, we know that you understand that we're human and that this world does so many times cause our minds to drift and causes us to lose focus. But we pray, Father, that we will write the words of these Psalms on our hearts and meditate upon them as we prepare for worship and as we worship. May we be a part of those who use our breath to praise you as long as we live on this earth. We pray, Father, that our worship in this very building may be uplifting to us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we come to that part of our service where the invitation of Jesus is offered to give people who want to give their life to the Lord an opportunity. If you want to be a true worshiper of God, you'll never be that acceptably